let's see what's going on in downtown. There's always something going on. The Christmas tree is going up. Wait, that's in December.
Whoa, slow down.
Well, Christmas in where did Christmas in July start? How did that begin?
Well, it's halfway there.
I know, but everything is Christmas. We have neighbors who hang Christmas lights up and put the wreath out and everything. Yeah, they do it for Christmas in July.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, Kelly Cruz is here. She's executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Her job is to make sure she packs downtown with people, to make sure there are events to bring you to downtown. The other day, I'm talking to someone. We're talking about Regency Mall, how it was demolished and everything. The original plan of Elmwood Plaza was to, and we did a three-part special on Elmwood Plaza, the history of it dating back to when they began. Elmwood Plaza said, forget downtown, come to Elmwood Plaza. Then the mall said, hey, forget Elmwood Plaza, come to the mall. Well, the mall's gone. Elmwood Plaza's there, but it wasn't what it used to be. But downtown is so vibrant. I mean, it's like, you can't stop it.
I'm just so proud of the downtown businesses that have endured so much over the, talk about going through major construction, going through COVID shutdowns, going through people's shopping habits completely flipped upside down. And yet, we're still standing. What's that song?
And what's the clothing store? It's on the west side of the street. They always have a great picture window.
Dimples.
Dimples.
Yes. Clothing, gifts, jewelry. Amazing, like, silver jewelry collection there, too. It is, like, named the best store probably year after year for Best of Racine. She does buying trips, like, out of the country probably 5 times a year. So these are all things that you can't get on Amazon, literally. Like, these are really unique finds. But, yeah, their clothing is awesome. I have so much. I'm almost always wearing something from there.
I love to watch their picture window.
Yeah.
I pass it by in the morning and when I come home again in the morning. And they always do a great job. Now, they won an award. You did picture window awards at one time, remember?
Oh, yeah. So every year we do a holiday window decorating competition.
Decorating, okay.
So, yeah, they just, I know, and it's such a beautiful window space, and they do it just right. And it's seasonal, and it makes you want to go into the store, which is, it's working, apparently.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's the whole idea. Yeah. And you don't see those window decorations anymore. When I was a kid, we used to stroll Fifth Avenue, this is New York City, and look at the living windows of Lord & Taylor department store. They spent all year putting together these living windows, and there were Christmas scenes of things moving. The lines going around the block just to see the windows of these stores at Christmas time. And that's an art that's, I guess, except for downtown, it's not there anymore.
There are some other stores that do a really nice window display. Art Metal Studio, Plum Gold, Plum Silver. I mean, there are really some wonderful ones. But yeah, during the holidays, I'll be back. We'll talk holidays, but let's talk summertime.
All right, let's talk summertime. Haymarket Square. Now, people say, "Wait, Haymarket? I don't know. What's Haymarket Square?"
Yeah,
it's Monument Square.
Well, yes, but originally it was always called Haymarket, and so it was only fitting that we name it Haymarket. Obviously, because it's a market and it's on Monument Square, which used to be called Haymarket.
And I have a photograph of the hay wagons that used to park there and sold their hay at Haymarket Square.
Yeah, this event has really exploded this year. It's the first time we have had a night market in the past where we were partnering with another group. But now we've run it all on our own, and we really just changed some things up. We got a better variety of vendors, live music, beer garden. I mean, the square is so packed. It's over 50 vendors, and you're probably like, how can you even fit that many? So you will not be bored when you're down there. There is, all of your favorites, jams, honeys, homemade canned goods. But then there's also food trucks and, like, lemonade stands that they do an amazing job. It is just a really cool atmosphere. It is very vibrant. It's, like, buzzing. We have Mark Pathraff is playing this year, so it's always, cool acoustic music in the background. It just kind of fits the vibe. So it's a nice night market to do. Yeah. Stock up while you can.
And also tons of chairs. We really got that thing set out so you can relax.
Finally, yeah. It took us a couple of years. It used to just be, like, this blank slate. I'm like, this does not feel, like, unless Party on the Pavement was happening, it just always felt so big and open and nowhere to sit. So now we've got permanent tables, umbrellas, too, for the heat. It's nice.
And before, when I first came here to Racine, it was a big reflecting pool there with a grassy area.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it is today where you just sit around. But the monument is still there. We didn't get rid of the monument.
The cannons are still there. What is the what's that bird that's always on top of the soldier's head? There's always a pigeon on top.
Pigeon.
Always. If you look up at, when you drive by Monument Square, look at top of the soldier's head, and you will see a bird up there.
Oh,
perches all day long.
You know, the building, which is just north of Haymarket Square, Monument Square, there's a building there. They just
white building, yeah.
Yeah. There's always seagulls sitting up there.
Yes.
And my wife calls them the commission. And they're looking down to make sure everything's as it should be. The commission is watching.
Yeah. I can't wait for that building to get reimagined again. That actually is called the Haymarket Building.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Okay. But if you look just behind that on Wisconsin there in 5th, they're actually tearing down the old YWCA right now. They just started the demolition. Well, it had to happen. They have tried so many times to make it work and to save it. And there's just no saving it. So, Hotel Verdant, the Dominion properties, they're the ones that have that property, and they're going to do amazing things with it.
They own it?
Okay. Yeah, they're putting in over $10 million into this redevelopment of that whole area.
Oh,
so
good.
We have a lot coming for that, which is really great.
Okay, now the Haymarket Square is not just on July 10th. It's several times.
Yeah, it's every other week.
Yeah.
This is our third one, and we have 7 total, so try to, make it there. And I'm serious, stock up while you can, because we know it comes in the fall. Everyone's going to be like, oh, I'm out of that jam I liked or that honey that I wanted.
Okay, a couple of things happening on July 11th. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, First Fridays, and also Salmon-O-Rama.
Yeah, so much is happening on downtown this Friday. So number one, we have our First Fridays. The theme is Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. So we have the Ivy Ford Band that will be there. They are an amazing, internationally known blues band. She's a wonderful singer. We have free brew samples throughout downtown. So you can check out our social media page and our website for the map of every place where you can get free brew samples. And, of course, we're highlighting barbecue. So we have about 4 or 5 barbecue food trucks on Monument Square. And then, of course, like Reef Point Brew House will be featuring barbecue on their menu, as they always do, but doing some fun things. Plus, during First Fridays, we have something called the Creative Crawl, which is sort of this sub-theme for families and art lovers, where we've got about 10 businesses that are hosting live demonstrations. They have artists that are right there on site doing literally like live art in front of you. We have a passport system where if you go to all these locations, you get your passport stamped with, and you can win all these different prizes and gift cards just for going to 5 locations. So, again, you can check out our socials for more info on the Creative Crawl. And then, on top of that, on Friday, we're having 3 ribbon cuttings in downtown Racine.
All right.
Yes.
3 new businesses being born.
Yes.
They sent out the birth announcements. And let's talk about it.
Okay. So we're starting off the day at 4:30 p.m., the ribbon cutting of the new cafe. Yes, it's called the new cafe.
And that's where the Dewey's used to be.
Yes, right, exactly. Okay. It's on the corner of Main and 6th, and it is a breakfast and lunch place, probably real like an egg-heavy breakfast, kind of Mexican-inspired. So wonderful, the menu is just to die for.
When you sent me that, it said new cafe. I said, I know it's a new cafe. What's the name of it?
Oh, my gosh. When I posted on social media, it was sort of like that who's on first, because there was about 50 comments and everyone was saying, but what's the name? And everyone's saying new cafe. They're like, but what's the name? And it was 50 comments of people that didn't see the previous comments. And I'm like,
it was like who's on first.
It really was. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So 4:30, we'll be doing the new cafe. At 5 o'clock, we are doing the ribbon cutting of Mahoffer's on Main. That is on the 200 block of Main, right next to Uncorked. And that used to be called Marcy's on Main, but these are completely new owners. They've really completely renovated the space. They're a completely different vibe. A young couple owns it, and they've really put their heart and soul into this business. They moved from Illinois to here just to open this. So talk about just a really cool entrepreneurial. I love families that are entrepreneurial spirit like that. And then at 5:30, we go down to 6th Street at 509 6th Street, and we are doing the ribbon cutting of Tulip Tavern. And that's basically right across the street from Indian Motorcycle and the Nash. And they even have skee ball in this. You remember the old skee ball?
Now, let me tell you something about skee ball. When I was growing up, we had a boardwalk where I lived in Queens, and they had skee ball there. It was 10 cents. And they even had it at the county fairs, but the Racine County Fairs got it too. And I would go, my mother would give me a handful of dimes, and I'd spend all day playing skee ball. I became a pretty, even at the county fair here in Racine in Union Grove, I can hit that 51 by 14. Once I get in the rhythm, I can get it over and over and over.
That's the money spot.
I mean, now that ticket machine says burning tickets coming out, smoke is coming out.
Everybody loves skee ball. It doesn't matter how old or young you are. It's something about, about it. So they have a really old school skee ball machine in there. Again, a young couple that owns that has put their heart and soul into opening this business. I mean, this is what I love about downtowns and entrepreneurs. We forget about how much goes into opening a business and how much blood, sweat, and tears goes into it.
Anxiety.
They're putting their whole life savings into making improvements and buying these buildings and working at them, as well as it's amazing. And I just love that. The spirit of that is still remains in downtowns, because we're so used to franchises that we forgot about, hey, what about us, the spirit of owning your own business?
Now, where's the skee ball machine again?
509 6th Street. That is right across the street from Indian Motorcycle. Tulip Tavern. Really beautiful facade. If you drive by, you'll say, oh, wow, that looks so different than it used to.
I'm going to bankrupt them when I play, because all the tickets are going to come out and I'm going to be cashing them in.
There you go.
Yeah. They say, hey, who's this ringer who came in here?
It's so cute. They have these really big, like, upside down tulip lights over the bar.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they've really done a nice job. So we have three ribbon cuttings on Friday, plus leading right into the first Fridays with this really fun theme. And then on top of that, Salmonorama kicks off.
Fish Fest.
So, I mean, be downtown this weekend. I mean, it's going to
be
so
much.
Okay,
now here's something else that's on your list here, because when you put this list together, it wasn't a sure thing. The Racine Concert Band now plays at Festival Park. And this week, they're going to do it every Sunday night through mid-August. And we were under the tent the other day, the beer tent, which is where the Skinny Rink used to be. And this Sunday, I believe they're going to be indoors. They're testing at each venue. They're going to be indoors at Festival Hall. And then for the rest of the summer, they're going to be on the grass at Festival Park.
Yeah.
So it should be good. That's the Racine Concert Band every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. It's free. There's no charge. And just come on down, park your car, and bring a chair with you, and you're all set.
Yeah, the parking is free on Sundays, too.
So. Yeah. They have no meters anymore. They took them off.
Down by Festival Park?
Yeah. They took the meters off.
Oh, is it pay by phone now on the regular day?
I think so. There's no meters.
Yeah, so then you have to use the app.
What if you don't have an app?
You're going to get a ticket.
Actually, I was speaking to somebody in the city government, and they said eventually they're going to put
pay by license plate.
Yeah, you put your whatever parking space you're in, and you put the money in the thing.
And that will be a nice improvement, because then you also, it will... Say you wanted to go to three different stores downtown, it follows your plate, not your spot. So you can keep reparking if you needed to.
Yeah, I'm not going to give the city my credit card. who knows what's going to happen?
But I don't know the timeline on that, so we'll see.
Yeah, but you're right. It's free parking for a lot of times during the, what is it, after a certain hour?
Obviously every Sunday it's free, and then after 6 p.m.
That's what we need. Okay, good. What's next on our list? I lost track.
Okay, so then we're going to continue the momentum on Saturday in downtown Racine. We have Saturday Sounds on the Square. The band will be featuring our very own Eddie Munez, who's a wonderful keyboardist, and he's putting together some all-stars for this. But Saturday Sounds on the Square is basically just this really laid-back Saturday on Monument Square. We've got all these different vendors out there. We've got a couple food trucks. We always have a great band. And, it's just sort of like sit back, relax, and chill and enjoy the summertime. So Saturday Sounds, and then, of course, Salmonorama continues. So when you're downtown, make the stop at both.
Okay, so Saturday Sounds every Saturday at Haymarket Square, and then you've also got the every other Saturday is
Haymarket.
The Haymarket. Get all straight. In August. Now, Scoop the Loop. I had never heard of that phrase before. Jim and Carol, who are Racine historians, came in, and they were talking about Scooping the Loop. They actually did a program on it at
Golden Rondel.
Yeah, Scooping the Loop. And I never heard of that phrase before. And what it is, you start at one end of Main Street. You go all the way down, and then you make a left turn. You go down one of the other streets. And
Pershing, right?
Whatever, yeah.
And then Pershing, and then back around to the Monument Square area.
And then you just keep on cruising around and around
with
your car.
Showing off your car and your lady.
Yeah. And it's called Scooping the Loop. And I never heard of that phrase before, but obviously you got to scoop the loop first. Friday's coming up.
Yes, this is such a fun theme. So, of course, it's basically a throwback to 50s and 60s. We have a wonderful vintage car show that'll be happening down there with about 50 different cars. We have All the King's Men, which you know is an Elvis tribute band playing on Monument Square.
Yeah,
they're always super fun. And then downtown, throughout downtown, where there'll be, you know, all sorts of throwbacks, which is just, I don't know. I think it's so fun when grandparents bring their kids down there and, you know, or parents and just say, back to the good old days.
Yeah, Dave, but I'm the one saying that now. Back in the good old days, we used to have a phone. We had to stick your finger in the dial.
Yes. I even had that.
Used to have this thing called a record. You put this needle on it.
Yeah, I always think of like Grease, you know, with the pink jackets and the skirts and the black leather jackets on the guys.
The poodle skirts.
Yep, the poodle skirts. And then what were the name of the pink girls in the movie Grease?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Someone's going to have to call in and
see. I once interviewed Dee Dee, what's her name? She was one of the lead pink girls. She was the one with the
Pink hair. Panthers, maybe?
No. She was, anyway, I interviewed her. I got her in a bad mood, though. She was up at the radio station, not this one, another one I worked at, and we were interviewing her of some event she was tied in. So I'm talking about Grease, and she's probably sick of talking about it.
Mm.
And she was the one with the, she ran the beauty shop.
Yes, the red hair with the curls.
I forget what her name was.
Short, curly red hair.
Yeah, she didn't want to do the interview. She was not in a good mood that day, and every answer was one word, but we got to interview her anyway. Okay, so, and going through the month of August, every Saturday you have Saturday Sounds. And Music on the Monument is on
Fridays.
And then you've got every other week, the Haymarket Market.
Yeah, so we are just pumping it out.
All right. And that's every week.
But also what's really cool on August 2nd is the Root River Festival.
Oh, yeah, right here. I missed it. Yeah.
So this will be the second year of this event. And it takes place throughout downtown, obviously, along the river. And there's everything from a 5K to fireworks at the end of the night, to the cardboard boat races at the Harbor Light Yacht Club, to free sailing lessons at the Racine Yacht Club.
Doesn't cardboard sink when it gets wet?
Yeah, so it says, if you haven't seen this yet, you are missing out. This is like a Racine tradition. But everyone has to arrive that morning, and they get so many hours, and all they can use is cardboard and duct tape. And new this year is a kids' division. And they have to be able to get across the river with two people in their boat.
Oh, you have to get in it?
You have to get in it, float it, and paddle it across the river in cardboard and duct tape. And then there's obviously, like, first responders that are literally sitting in the river because a lot of the boats don't make it, but there's always a couple that do. So it's hilarious.
My goodness.
If you're looking to
sink that thing in 2 seconds.
And you can actually kind of watch it from over that State Street Bridge if you look over.
Okay. Yeah, so that sounds fun. When I lived in Atlanta, we had something on the Chuchi River. I forget what it was. Anyway, they had anything you can float, but it couldn't be a real boat. It had to be like a bathtub or something like that. And these people would set out, and immediately within seconds, half of them would sink into the Chattahoochee River. And it would sink. This is where they filmed the movie Deliverance. And everybody was trying to float something, and they had people with cardboard boats, and immediately right down.
Well, these people make it work. I don't know. I gotta watch it. You really have to.
What date is that again?
So Saturday, August 2nd, it's part of the Root River Fest, which is basically just a festival throughout downtown that will include, you know, like I said, 5K events, free sailing lessons, their cardboard boat race, live music throughout, just a lot. Oh, the Venetian Nights will end the night with the Venetian Nights, the boat parade.
I have photos on my phone of the one I went to. It's just beautiful with the lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they bring. So that whole day, you can just basically walk around the river area. So all of the yacht clubs are involved. And, of course, like the Chart Room, Bridge Tender, Festival Park, Reef Point Brew House.
How are those new restaurants doing, the ones that opened up there?
Chart Room and Bridge Tender? Yeah, they're both doing great. So, and like in the summertime, it's back to when it used to be where like that center area, I don't know if you remember, maybe about 20 years ago, it used to be called like Livingston's and the Chart Room. So Livingston's was where Bridge Center Tavern was. But at night, you know, you could walk between the two restaurants and there was just like this really cool vibe and live music. And it's back to having that again. So
I like when people just pull up their boats and park it and go
and
out dinner.
They park the boats. It's just a really, and it's a beautiful scene, beautiful sunsets.
Yeah. Nice clean water too.
Bridge Center has really great homemade pizza. So if you like a good homemade pizza, something different than your typical, you know, Durango's and Ficino's, which of course we have wonderful pizza throughout Racine, but they have a really, really good homemade pizza there.
One quick review, three new businesses opening up. Ribbon cutting coming up on
this Friday at 4:30 at the new cafe, 5 o'clock at Mahoffer's on Main, and 5:30 at Tulip Tavern.
All right. Three new babies being born.
Yes, and we've got about 6 to 8 that are on, getting close to that finish line. So it's really exciting.
That takes us through August. Coming in, when you come in next time, we'll talk about the fall. I hate to talk about the fall because then it means summer's over and I feel bad.
Yeah, let's not talk about the fall right now.
All right. We got so much going on. Don't forget, every single Saturday, it's Saturday Sounds.
Yes.
Every other week, it's the Haymarket Market.
Exactly.
Haymarket Market. And
every Friday, there's always going to be live music, whether it's Music on the Monument or First Friday. So every Friday, Saturday, if you come downtown in the afternoons from about 4 to 8, you'll always find something to do.
And keep in mind, everything we talked about is online. This is where I got the schedule from. Just go to the Downtown Racine Corporation, Downtown Racine. Just Google it and go to schedule, and you'll see everything we talked about in further detail, I might add.
Absolutely. So,
thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always fun.
Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Something's always going on downtown.